and bells are still going strong. The ancient bells used for the 1997 Hong Kong ceremony were played again at the 2008 Olympic Games in Beijing. Tan Doon was once more the composer. And Confucius is now, it seems, the flavour of the decade. He has his own $25 million biopic, a best-selling book, a TV series, and a 100-part animated series on his teachings. The age of Confucius has come again. It seems a happy coincidence that the sound of bells should bring us to the end of this part of our radio history of the world. I began with a 2-million-year-old chopping tool, and we're pausing now with a 2,500-year-old bell. So we've come a long way in 30 programmes. I do hope you'll rejoin me on Radio 4 in a couple of months' time, when we'll have left the age of Confucian harmony for the age of empire and conquest, with Alexander the Great. You can see this object in close-up and browse hundreds more at the A History of the World website. Go to bbc.co.uk/A History of the World.